Hey guys, welcome back to another episode from my Oh Baby podcast. I'm your host, Shaquan Simmons, also your optimistic and free-spirited Sagittarian. I don't know why I said it like that, but anyway, I'm your free-spirited and optimistic Sagittarian that aims to stress upon the urgency to live a meaningful yet passion-driven lifestyle. Basically. I have no idea where I intend for this episode to lead to. All I know is that I have a bunch of notes because I've done a lot of my Googles. I have a lot of built up anger and a loud mouth. Oh, also in a topic, so check. Why not? Okay, so firstly, the topic of discussion is going to be based around abuse / violence. And how we as a community, society, culture at large, how we contribute towards these components. So firstly, I'd like to list the various different types of abuse that is actually real. Many refuse to acknowledge it, but it's real. So I'm going to list it from the most common to the least common. So the first would be physical abuse, the second sexual abuse, the third would be verbal / emotional abuse, the fourth mental / psychological abuse, the fifth financial / economic abuse, and lastly the sixth would be cultural / identity abuse. So I didn't do in-depth Googling. All I did was grab the most common to the least common. If there are any other forms of abuse, please educate me. Don't come at me. Okay, so firstly, I'm going to give a brief description, like I said, on what each of these types of abuse consists of, their traits, basically. So physical abuse is when an individual insinuates a form of pain towards another's physical well-being. This can be done in the form of hitting them, slapping them, punching, kicking, etc., etc. And then you have sexual abuse, which is a form of physical abuse, but the reason for why it's categorized under a separate genre is because, actually, I found this quite interesting. The reason for why it's done so is because it often consists of physical and non-physical components. Oh, before I go on, I need to take a sip of water. Okay, the third type of abuse is your verbal / emotional abuse, and this is when an individual demeans, frightens, or controls another person, tearing them down bit by bit, piece by piece, causing their self-confidence to be almost non-existent. And then another type is the mental / psychological abuse, and this is when a person wears away at another's sense of mental well-being and their health. Victims of such doubt their own sanity. It reaches such a high level of extreme, it reaches the highest measure possible, to the point where they question their own sanity. Excuse me, guys. I'm actually taking sips throughout this. My throat is so sore. Okay, and then you have financial / economic abuse. So what it is not is those who are under the age of 18 who have bank accounts and have their parents dictating to how each and every penny should be spent and basically encouraging them to save their money and etc., etc. That is not financial or economic abuse. So I just wanted to clarify and crystallize the fact that, or crystallize what it is not. So what it is an unnecessary impoverishment of economic or financial resources. So, for example, when a person doesn't allow another access to their own bank accounts, and also preventing one from finding financial stability in the form of getting a 9-to-5. if you guys don't know, a 9-to-5 is a job. Okay, so the next difference, the next type of abuse would be the cultural or identity type. And this is when an individual uses a cultural identity to inflict suffering. Also, when somebody isolates another who doesn't speak the dominant language of which they live in. So I actually didn't know this. I don't think anybody would have known that people do that. Like, how weird. But anyway, moving on, I wanted to just clarify that people who get abused are not just your woman. Needless to say, it is men too. But majority of the time, it is women. Women who come from different backgrounds, races, religions, who have different income and educational levels. It happens to a lot of women, and it's not just a certain type. And how and where it happens, I can't answer that because I've been met with my own kind, which is a whole different topic of discussion for a whole different episode. But how it happens or in what type of environment it happens in would obviously be in your intimate, or not obviously, but it would be in your intimate, your interdependent, and your long-term relationships. So, families. Often there aren't warning signs or patterns, or other times there are, which we, because we are family, we choose to neglect. And we form these illusions that I don't know how to say this, and I'm so afraid to step on toes or be in people's faces about this because I know that it is a sensitive topic. But I think how this happens is when you're in some sort of relationship, obviously being one of the above, of one of what I've mentioned, intimate, interdependent, or long-term, it's when you're in this type of relationship that an illusion is created that you are the dominant one. And how they do this, or how I would guess that the perpetrators do this, is by obsessing and idolizing your behavior and making you feel loved, making you feel appreciated, and then stopping all that and then inflicting one of the types of abuse of which I mentioned before. So they could do this by telling you or dictating to you about where you could spend, or where you spend Christmas, how often you see your family or your friends, how much makeup you wear, how much time you spend fascinating over your strengths, so how much time you spend pursuing your passions, basically. And needless to say that these people get away with it. Takes another sip. Yeah, these people get away with it, guys. And it's not for anybody to, or it's not for me myself actually to criticize over, but actually I just want to say that if you are allowing a perpetrator to get away with actually insinuating these types of abuse on your family, your friends, it should be dealt with in a harsh reality. It should be dealt with. I just wanted to actually also speak about what these types of abuse could lead to if it's not treated in a professional manner. So if you're not seeking help, it could lead to depression, to poor coping abilities, also to suicidal tendencies. So why victims choose to remain victims is beyond is beyond what I can understand, what many actually can understand. But I think that it is because they hope for change, because especially if you're a woman who is economically dependent on your so-called, I call it a so-called, but if you are economically dependent on this person, then obviously it's going to place you in a situation where you're going to be looking around for, where am I going to get my next plate of food, basically. It's needless to say that we are a country in crisis. It's needless to say that violence has been normalized and has become a language for many men. And I don't know how else to say this, but it expresses our social ills of society. But the reason for why I chose to speak upon this is because it needs to be in your face. It happens in so many intimate spaces and places that it's not okay. It's a social cost. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it, but it is a social cost. And I would hate, and I'm sure that many of you would hate, to live in an environment that enables, or an environment that enables violence against women. And it thrives, which is crazy, guys. I mean, going back to what I said about where it happens and in what sort of circumstances, but it happens in schools as well. It happens in churches as well. Victim empowerment programs are something that I cannot stress upon, but needs to be stressed upon, because it is so much needed. It is so much needed that victim empowerment programs, and more so, more of these are initiated and encouraged, and victims are encouraged by their family, by their friends, to visit these programs and seek help in any way that they can. And yeah, guys, I just want to say that abuse, violence should not be something overlooked, because at the end of the day, you have many women, especially how we, or especially as a South African, I see it happening. It's on every news channel that women die at the hands of their husbands on a regular basis. Actually, one of the statistics, or when I was doing my Googles, let me actually tell you, every 6 hours a woman is killed by her intimate partner. Every 6 hours. There's 24 hours in a day. That going through it, please encourage them to visit these victim empowerment programs. Yeah, guys, that's all I can say. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another episode very, very soon. Yeah, thank you to you guys for being such amazing listeners. I've been getting messages from so many people telling me that they love my podcasts and that I should do more of, but guys, I don't know. I don't know. I'll see. I'm still dipping my toes in the waters. I don't really know if I enjoy it very much, but anyway, let's just leave that. But yeah, thank you for listening to my episode, or actually thank you for listening to yet another episode, and I'll be back with some more juice. So enjoy your day, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.